The Little Red Riding Hood. A long time ago, in a little town, there lived a little girl named Little Red Riding Hood. The red hat that her grandmother had made for her looked so nice that everyone called her by that name. One day, the grandmother was sick, so she went to visit her. "Little Red Riding Hood, grandmother is sick, so go and give this to her. You must not go wandering." At the entrance of the woods, a wolf appeared.
"Little Red Riding Hood, where are you going?"
"I'm going to visit my grandmother."
"Is your grandmother sick?"
"Yes." The wolf thought to himself, "I'll eat the grandmother and the little red at the same time." The wolf spoke kindly.
"Are you taking flowers? Your sick grandmother will be very happy to receive flowers from you."
Little Red Riding Hood did not go straight to her grandmother's house. She was busy picking flowers for her grandmother. She had quickly forgotten that her mother had told her not to wander elsewhere. After seeing Little Red picking flowers, the wolf went quickly to grandmother's house. The wolf talked like the voice of the Little Red Riding Hood.
"Grandmother, it's me, Little Red Riding Hood. I heard you were sick, so I came to see you. Please open the door."
As soon as the door was open, the wolf swallowed the grandmother with one big bite.
After changing into grandmother's clothes, the wolf laid in bed waiting for Little Red Riding Hood.
"Where should I hide and wait? That's it. If I change myself as the
grandmother, Little Red Riding Hood will think that I am her and will come in close to me.
Then I'll eat her with one bite."
Finally, Little Red Riding Hood arrived.
"Grandmother, I'm here."
With flowers in her hands, she went in. However, grandmother was laying in bed covered with a blanket. Little Red Riding Hood went near the grandmother. However, a big ear was sticking out of the side of the grandmother's hat.
"Grandmother, grandmother, why is your ear so big?"
"So I could hear your voice better with."
The wolf that pretended as the grandmother answered kindly.
"Grandmother, why are your eyes so big?"
"So I can see your cute face better with."
"Grandmother, why is your hand so big?"
"So I can hold you better with."
"Then why is your mouth so big?"
"So I could easily eat you with."
After saying that, the wolf swallowed the little red with one bite. The wolf that had eaten up the Little Red Riding Hood and the grandmother suddenly became sleepy.
"Since I'm full, should I get some sleep before I go?"
The wolf began to snore and fall deep in sleep. Then a hunter that was out hunting came to grandmother's house to get some water. He saw the big wolf sleeping on the bed. However, the wolf was sleeping away. Somewhere a human's voice could be heard.
"Help me!"
Inside the wolf's stomach is a person. The hunter found scissors and cut open the wolf's stomach. Little Red Riding Hood and the grandmother came out of the stomach.
"Yeah, I'm alive, thank you."
They thanked the hunter. Then, what could have happened to the wolf?